On Erev Pesach, there's a minig of the tainis b'chorim. The firstborns have a custom to fail. Well, today the custom is you have a siyum, and therefore they don't fast. We'll get back to that, why perhaps a siyum, specifically the you sort of a siyum on Erev Pesach. But that is the practice. It's the famous Truva, the Noda B'Yehuda. A mila works also. But if it's a mila shavu bizmana, he didn't like the practice of people pushing off a bris that's no longer happening on the 8th day instead of making it day 10, make it day 30 or some other day. He didn't like that practice. He thought it's a problem pushing it off, and who says it's enough to have a suda? So anyway, there's a minig to fast for why only the firstborns? Why not everybody? So Pashtus, the reason is because why, since they were saved from Makas Bechoros, when the night of Pesach, God went around and sent a Malach to kill the firstborn Egyptians. So he skipped over, he's only killing the firstborn, so he skipped over the Jewish homes, and therefore for the Hatzalah being saved, so therefore we have Tainis Bechorim. So that's this Zechu and Ace, that's the reason we do it. So the question is, it's very strange that we are fasting. In Judaism, we have a lot more feast days than fast days. So here, we normally celebrate with a meal, with the Suda. Why would we celebrate with a fast? And so if that's the case, then why do women fast then? Why don't women fast? Because the firstborn, even if it was the oldest one, was a woman, was killed in Mitzrayim. So why is it that the question is, why are women excluded from fasting, or why don't women fast, and why are we fasting? Oh, we should be eating. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in his Agadah has a different pshat. What is the reason why we're fasting on Erev Pesach? Nothing to do with what happened on Makos Bechoros. What does it have to do with? It has to do with the Bechorim losing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. After the sin of the Cheda Ego, the sin of the Golden Calf, they lost it to the Kohanim. So the question is, when are the Kohanim now? What was one of the big days when we had the Beis HaMikdash? Erev Pesach. Everyone's bringing a Karban Pesach. So many Karbanos. So an Erev Pesach is the day where you brought many Karbanos. So at that point, when the firstborns looked around, they see how busy the Kohanim are, and they're involved in the tremendous Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. That's when they started feeling bad about, well, we made a mistake, we sinned. We shouldn't have sinned at the Cheda Ego, and because of that we lost the Avodah. So they feel guilt. They feel a need to do tshuva on Erev Pesach, because that's the day that they realize that they lost the Avodah. So that's how Rav Shulman Zalman says, it's not to do with Makas Bechoros, it has to do because Erev Pesach is the day that the Kohanim were busy, and that's the day they found the pang, and therefore that's why we fast, because it's a lost opportunity. In other words, they feel bad for not acting appropriately, and therefore that's why we're fasting. And the reason why women are excluded, because it has to do with the Avodah. The women didn't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash anyway. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. The question is, so then if it's based on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if it's based on Erev Pesach, then the fast shouldn't begin until after Chatzos, because that's when they started doing the Karban Pesach. So I want to point out that based on the Gemara and Bava Basra, Rashi brings down different reasons that the Gemara says that he's one of Esav's terrible sins, he was Ba'a Arusa. So the Prima Gadim brings down in Hilchos Pesach by the Dawit Kosos, he says that based on the Midrashim, the Rishonim, that going to one day in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Avram passed away on Erev Pesach. So he gave him lechem, the Nezir Adashim, lechem was matzah. He gave him matzah to eat Leil Pesach. So the point being is, this all happened, we see, and that's why it says, what do you mean, Zvol Avrusa? The Tosfos in the beginning of Arvi Pesachim quotes from the Yerushalmi, whoever eats Pesach, whoever eats matzah on Erev Pesach is like Gbol Arusaso. So that's what it means. He was Gbol Arusaso. Yaakov ate the matzah on Erev Pesach. So what do we see? We see this happen on Erev Pesach. So that's the pshat. The pshat is, why do we observe Tayyus Bechorim on Erev Pesach? It's not so much because of what happened on Erev Pesach with the Karbanos. It's because that's the day. When's the day Esav sold the Bechorah to Yaakov? When he came home, so that was the day that was Erev Pesach, the day that Avram Avinu died. So therefore, that's why we fast on Erev Pesach in theory even before, because that's it. Because we think about when Esav sold the Bechorah, so we feel bad how we no one can do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that's why we fast on Erev Pesach. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not out Makos Bechoros, but it's out them feeling guilty about giving up the Bechorah, and the original source goes back to Erev Pesach, when Esav sold the Bechorah to Yaakov, hence the minhag of firstborns fasting on Erev Pesach.